even if I don't have visitors, I will go on a whale watch. And I know we get busy, I know, but I still will. If I have visitors, I absolutely, definitely tell them they have to go on a Pacific whale watch. And it's hard to believe, but 'tis the season already. I have Caitlin here and Robin from the Pacific Whale Foundation. Welcome.
Aloha.
Aloha. It's nice to have you. Can you believe it's already time to do your Welcome Home the Whales?
No, we can't. I don't know how we got to November so quickly.
Isn't it shocking? This Saturday, it's Welcome Home the Whales.
Yeah, Saturday, November 9th out of Lahaina Harbor, we'll be doing our Welcome Home the Whales cruise. So it's going to be an amazing time. We have a wonderful halau coming. Kahiko halapa'i hula alapa'i.
Oh, you practiced that.
I did.
That's very good.
I didn't want to let down Kumu Sharon.
I love it. And it's going to be out of Lahaina. And so where is it going to be in the park there where the halau perform or on the boat or how does that work?
So they'll actually be on the boat with us. So we take them out, and everybody who gets to go out gets to have a really special experience with the halau, and then also our marine naturalists will do a really amazing presentation on humpback whale behavior as well while we're out there.
That's wonderful. So this is a very special. It's not just a cruise. It's just not a whale watch cruise. This is a special event that happens. So, gosh, you have to probably book that soon because it fills up, right?
Absolutely. It's almost sold out. So I would encourage people, if you're interested in going, I would definitely take a look at our website now or give us a call.
I know you've had a few different websites particular to each event you do. So what's the best website for this?
PacificWhale.org is going to be the best place to go. And under our cruise tab, it's right on the homepage. You can't miss it.
Now, what time is this?
2:30 on Saturday.
So you would probably want to get up there by 1:45, 1:50 to get parking, because it's always kind of hard to get parking and get your parking. But I would say even make sure you have tickets before you even just pop up there, right?
Absolutely. I definitely wouldn't show up without tickets. I don't think we'll probably have any available by Saturday. But I would probably encourage people to get there between 1:15 and 1:30 to find parking. And then we typically load 30 minutes prior. So okay. We do a little presentation of getting everyone down to the boat safely.
Right. Which particular one? You have quite a few vessels. Which one are you going to do this on?
Ocean Quest.
Okay. You were telling me, it's interesting, we were talking about this. We were trying to guess where you see more whales at this point. So the first whale was seen in October, the pilot whale, right?
Absolutely, and I'll actually let Robin talk a little more about that because she was out there.
Oh, you were out there, Robin?
Oh, yes. Our ocean camp program was out on one of our snorkel trips during fall break on Ocean Spirit, our sailboat, and we're able to spot a humpback whale. So that was our first of the season.
That must have been quite a thrill.
It was really exciting to have the kids on board. It was kind of one of those perfect days. They had already spent about a half an hour with a big pod of Hawaiian spinner dolphins and spent some more time searching and found that humpback whale.
There's always this kind of sounds. The whole boat always gets excited when there's a whale sighting. It's like a group energy. It's like, but to see the first one must have been amazing.
It was exciting. There's always a lot of screaming with children on board of excitement, of course. But definitely for this one, and we made sure, I think they realized anyway, but we made sure they understood. This is the first one that we're seeing of the season. One other operator had seen very likely that same whale. Of course, we can't confirm that the day prior. But those were the first sightings.
Well, it's newsworthy, and it's always kind of like, I have a feeling, it just feels to me like even through time, there must have been a lot of excitement, even 100 years ago when the first whales were sighted. There is this, it's already getting to that season, the first pilot whale. But we all know, if we've lived here a while, just seeing the first one doesn't mean that the whales are there. Usually you have to wait, and you never know quite exactly when it's going to happen. But, I love the fact that the Pacific Whale Foundation has a policy that is, that covers this, in the early months, you never quite know, but that policy still stands that if you do not see a whale, you get to take another whale watch. Is that correct?
That is correct, actually. We've started our whale watches already. We started on Monday. So we're offering them in the afternoon. Right now, we're still running our regular snorkel trips in the morning. And I actually just looked up yesterday's trip because I wanted to see.
Because you can do that on an app, right?
I did that through our reservation system. Although we do have the Whale and Dolphin Tracker app where you can actually see recent sightings. So you would be able to see when we've seen what species and where.
Did they see any?
Yesterday, they gave them what we call a just a fluke coupon if they did not see whales so that they are invited to come out again. But it sounds like they maybe did spot one off in the distance. It said they saw a spout, but they never really got an opportunity to view that whale up close.
You know, it's interesting how it works because you see a whale sometimes first a spout or maybe even a breach in the distance. And then you start to head out there. But then on the way, sometimes there's other whales or competitions or things that are even better, right? So you kind of have, really, I have to say, your captains and the navigators are really, really top flight. And they really are good at understanding the rules of protecting the whales, but getting to be able to go to the place where the whales are present and to be able to stay with it. And there's things that happen. There's times you just totally are surrounded by whales, you know, and you literally, it's magical and you don't move. You just stay right there. I've been there. I'm sure you have too, Robin, being out there, right, when that happens.
Absolutely. That's what you get with wild animals. You never know.
Yeah. I mean, once it was just, literally, I could feel the spray hit my face. The whale was right there on the side and then went underneath and then back underneath. And there were like three of them and there was a mother and a baby and it was like, oh my God. You know, and you never know, but that's what makes it so special. So let's go back to talking about this particular Saturday. Is there a number telephone? I'm sorry, I'm old school. I still call. I know, I do. I still call. I know a lot of people don't anymore, but you can still call, right?
Absolutely. You can still call. So pacificwhale.org, on our website, you can do that, or Robin has the number here for you.
Area code 808-249-8811.
I have
extension one. We'll
get you to our reservations. 8811 is the same, thank God, because I know they did have another number before for a while too. And 249-8811, you want extension?
Extension one for our customer care agents. One. And they'll make a reservation for you.
So this is the kind of, I'm really going to encourage people to get on this today because it's very, very special. This is not like your typical whale cruise. You're going to have the halal. What else is going on again, Caitlin?
Yeah, so our marine naturalists do a really wonderful presentation. They're out on every single boat for our whale watches, but we spend a little more time talking about the importance of why they come back here to Maui. So the humpback whales travel over 3,000 miles to come back here to mate and to have their babies. And so it's a wonderful experience, and you get to learn a lot more about that than maybe you would on a normal whale watch or just watching from shore. Mm-hmm. It's really magical to see them out on the water.
Oh, absolutely. I'm friends with Marty Dredd. In fact, I think I was the first one to suggest having him play on those cruises. That was about 5, 6, 7 years ago when he did the first one on the Friday cruises. And he just loves getting out there and singing, and they see, you know, whales. People, he swears that the whales know and hear the music. And those are a fun thing that happened on Friday. So that is that underway still? That's still happening?
Yes, that happens year-round on Fridays out of Ma'alaya Harbor. And during, we say whale season loosely, there aren't official dates for that. And of course, the wild animals do what they want. But during the winter months, we'll offer that out of Lahaina Harbor on Saturday evenings as well.
Well, that's great. You know, I just get excited because, again, and I'll just say this briefly, but yes, there is going to be a whale day. There wasn't one last year, but there is going to be a parade. And that happens, I think, February 8th. Is it? Am I right?
That's correct.
Yeah, February 8th, there'll be a parade in the morning. And there'll be, not your old-style whale day, but a cultural whale day, which will be exciting. We're very excited about that with crafts and arts and food and a lot of cultural and eco-friendly events. So that's going to be on the books as well as a film festival. And that started last year. Was it the year before? It's been 2 years that's going on. I think this is now the second year. Is that right?
It's actually going to be our fourth annual film festival this coming February. So it's Friday, February 14th. So
on Valentine's Day.
It is. Yes. So mark your calendar for a great date night out. It's going to be a wonderful experience. We do have a theme this year, Heroic Acts of Environmental Stewardship. And we have an open call for submissions right now. So if anyone's interested in submitting, please do so at filmfestival@pacificwhale.org.
Absolutely. And this is a perfect time for people to hurry up, get those films. So many people work with doing video work here in the oceans and things. So this is a great chance to get your film shown. And it's a very special. It's going to be at the EO Theater again?
Yes, that's correct.
Great. Now, let's talk about something very important. Very, very important. Which is the Keiki program. Now, one of the things, you know, Greg had a large family, or he still has a large family. He's not here, but his family still is. And ever since the Pacific Whale Foundation started, there's always been an influx of a lot of visitors that come. And that's wonderful. The visitors come and they love it, and they say it's the very most wonderful thing they have experienced when they do a trip to the islands. And many come year after year after year. But what is really touching my heart, and always does, is seeing the education support of the Keiki. And a lot of people, unless they have a child that's been touched by this, are not aware of this other huge part of the Pacific Whale Foundation, which is supporting the Keiki and a chance for the Keiki to get out on the ocean and see the whales and learn about the ocean and find out the importance of taking care of the ocean. And that Keiki program's been going on for a long, long time. I know that. And you're going to be having a wonderful event starting this Saturday and going for how long? That's going to be an online auction to support the Keiki program.
Yeah, the auction starts Saturday, November 9th, so this Saturday, and it's going to go through November 18th will be the end last day to bid on all your favorite items for the online auction, and it does benefit the Keiki Whale Watch program that Robin personally handles, and be able to share a lot of really great information about where exactly that's going towards.
Yeah, that's 9 days.
And yes.
Pete, is it pacificwhale.org for that as well?
Yeah, they can find the link on pacificwhale.org under upcoming events, and you'll see the online auction. It'll bring you right to the bid page where we've got a lot of really wonderful items for people.
Oh, great. So on something like this, you're going international because you have followers all around the world. So how do you go about getting some really cool auction items for the Keiki program?
That's a good question. Caitlin probably can tell a little bit more about some of the
Were
items.
Were you doing some of that?
I'll plug one of the items that kind of goes directly back into the program. We are in the process of having a life-size inflatable humpback whale created for us that is modeled after a specific humpback whale recorded by our research team. And it's kind of cool with this one, now that they've been using the UAVs, the unmanned aerial vehicles, or drones essentially, to do some research. We have aerial footage of this whale, so we're able to model not only the underside of the fluke to be the same, but also the pectoral flippers. This whale happens to have very white pectoral flippers on top and bottom, and we know that she's a female because we've sighted her with a calf next to her.
Oh, that's exciting.
So it's kind of cool that we have some specific information, and this is an online auction item to help us name this whale. So it'll be both the real whale that will be part of our adoption program, and the inflatable whale will have the same name.
Can you win an inflatable? No.
No. So the inflatable whale will be used for our Keiki Whale Watch program and our education program. So this is something that we can bring to schools and invite classes inside of the whale. So they can actually not only physically see and stand next to a life-size humpback whale, but they can go inside of it and see the internal anatomy and not just learn about it.
Wait. I'm getting, I just thought it was like a blow-up balloon whale.
Sort of, but it's actually something that has an entryway that they can go
inside
of.
You can literally go inside the whale.
Absolutely, yeah.
Where's that going to be at?
So that will be, we'll be able to bring that to schools and use that with students.
How do you carry this life-size whale?
Well, since it's inflatable, we deflate it and we put it in its carrying case and transport it.
So you're carrying this blow-up whale. Mm-hmm. And then you get a little air pump and you just blow this whale up for the kids.
It has a fan that goes with it, that zips in.
So cool.
That will inflate it.
And the kids, how big is the whale?
This one, so we haven't received this one yet. It's being made at the moment, but it will be about 46 feet long.
Whoa, that's huge. That's big.
We dabbled in this area a little bit the past couple years. We had one donated to us that was actually made by a group of students in Chicago. But as it turned out, it was kind of larger than life size. It was 60 feet long. And In Chicago, because they have seasons and winter, they have some very large indoor spaces. In Hawaii, we don't have so many large indoor spaces.
Where do you put a 60-foot whale? I guess you put it on a PE, the exercise grounds or something? Or?
It was indoor only, so as it turns out, you don't really put that many places here. Which is why we've donated it elsewhere, and we're working on getting this one.
That's very funny. So this one is a brand new one.
Yes.
And it'll fit in a theater kind of setting for the school theater, right?
Yes. Yeah, so for most of our schools here on Maui, it's the cafeteria or cafetorium space.
Oh, okay, the cafeteria. And then literally is there a door where they walk inside it?
It actually will have sort of a... more of an entryway. There's kind of an opening, but it has a, not an airlock system, but it has a little more of an entryway than some of the previous ones. This is kind of a new addition that this company's made to this.
And what do you see inside the whale?
Its internal anatomy, as accurately as it can be, of course, keeping in mind in a real living organism, the internal anatomy fills up most of it, which wouldn't leave space for people to come in. So some of it may be a little bit more 2D, but you can see some of the skeleton. You can see the ribs inside there, the heart and the lungs, the tongue, the baleen.
That's kind of mind-boggling. I bet the kids love it.
So I hope so. We didn't get to use that other one too much, unfortunately. So we're looking forward to having this one and it having a nice name to go with its story.
So what's the name?
That's part of the online auction. Somebody's going to bid on that.
The whale.
Yeah.
Naming Pacific Whale Foundation new inflatable whale, and it's an adoption whale. So they actually get to follow a real life whale as well, in addition to forever living on in our inflatable whale.
So is it the same whale that it was based around that you will do as well, so you can follow the real whale and where it's going and what it's doing, as well as the one that is the inflatable whale?
That's right.
Wow.
That's pretty
mind-boggling. You better not have anything happen to that whale that's out in the wild. I mean, I'm just saying, you don't want... It'd be pretty awful if something happened to the real one. Just get insurance on that whale.
We can't quite predict the future, but it has been sighted in the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm. So you get really excited when you know this whale is the whale that it was based on. And so it kind of becomes a mascot of sorts for the Pacific Whale Foundation. You all know this whale. You must have a number or something for it, but you wouldn't want to influence the naming of the whale.
This one, actually, at the moment, unless they've updated anything since I selected it, it didn't actually have a number in our catalog yet. It wasn't actually entered in the catalog yet.
Oh, really? It's a brand new one.
And it's not necessarily that it's young, but a more recent sighting for us where it hasn't been cataloged yet.
How exciting. So do a lot of your whales have Hawaiian names?
I would say yes in the adoption program, but it really depends because that is something that is always available through the adoption program. You can choose to name a whale, so you can choose to select a new one and name it. So I think a lot of them have sentimental value to people.
Of course, of course. So what else is going to be on there that people can bid on your online auction that happens November 9th through the 18th?
Yeah, we've got some other really wonderful items. It ranges from restaurant gift cards to the Mill House and Cane and Canoe at the Montage and Monkey Pod to actually our youth education specialist that works directly with Robin. Her name's Becca. She is hand crocheting a whale that makes a perfect gift for Keiki. So we have that.
A crocheted whale?
Yeah.
How big is it?
So about 24 inches long, and I apologize if I'm off. It is on the auction website. Mm-hmm. We do have the dimensions of the whale so that people will know exactly how large it's going to be.
So this might be good for a child.
Yeah, I think it's a great gift, especially if you know anyone expecting or a young kid, to be able to have something handmade here in Hawaii to send to someone on the mainland or wherever they're at, or even here on Maui. I might be looking at it for my new niece.
Yeah, no, it's a great gift. And I love Mill House.
Yeah.
I love the Mill. It's one of my favorite restaurants, which is very, very good.
We've had wonderful, wonderful support from the community for the auction this year. So we've had a really great turnout of all different types of things, from eco tours with Skyline Eco Adventures to go do the zip lining on their Haleakala course, to going out on our excursions. We have tons of Pacific Whale Foundation cruises and opportunities to go out on a whale watch and actually have your own personal research team member with you.
That's nice.
Yeah. Ask as many questions as you want. You'll have your personal person there with you.
You got a research butler.
Exactly.
It's like, they wouldn't want me. I have so many questions I ask. I'd interview them. You give me a research person, I'll just ask them all these questions like it's a radio show. It'd be terrible. They'd hate me.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
No, I just want to put a plug in here for that. Every whale watching I've been on, and I probably, gosh, I don't even know, but it's probably been about 50 at least over the years. Because I go every year, and sometimes, yeah, it could be even more than 50. But there really is great information given on these cruises. The Whale Watch cruises are very, very informational. So you really do gain a lot of respect. You learn more about the whales. And they're, I don't know how many people realize that they actually, all of your people on board actually have gone through a course. And they are marine biologists, and they know a lot, you know. So. And they have such enthusiasm. I mean, really, they I love their enthusiasm and love of what they're doing as well. They're excellent. You know this, Robin.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I really good people.
Did my fair share of time in that position
as well.
Did you
do
that?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you go through the whole course?
I did. I went through all our training. I actually started as a naturalist with Pacific Whale Foundation in 2005.
That's a long, it's a serious course. It's a real course, and it's amazing, you know. It's good for you.
Yeah, we provide our staff with extensive training so that they're knowledgeable and able to kind of educate about the animals. Everybody is really enthusiastic. Everybody has the goal of protecting the environment, and it's great to do that through making a connection to an charismatic animal like a humpback whale that we all love.
The thing that's amazing to me too, and you know this, there's still so much to learn. There really is. I mean, no matter how much you learn, the thing is that there's continual research going on worldwide. And when Greg started, the whales, the humpback whales, were almost going extinct. I mean, it was terrifying. The numbers were down so low. And he and some others really fought hard to keep them in the endangered species list. And we watched year after year as the numbers increased, and it was so amazingly heartwarming. And Greg would go around the world. He'd go to Chile, he'd go to Japan, he'd go to all these places and tell them, look at the success we're having just letting people see whales in their natural habitat. And you can make money doing this. Why do you want to go out and kill the whales? Protect the whales. Let them go out. Let people see them. You'll make more money. He even helped them figure out what they could do on their boats and set up the rules. I was, I have to say, a little disappointed in Japan and the status they took after all of this work. I mean, I have a hard time kind of really understanding why you would go back to killing whales and serving them as food. And it was like, okay, this is not for your culture, really, you know? This is they're doing it because they can make money off selling the whale meat, which just, once you see these whales, how could you kill a whale? And you know how amazing and talented and loving and beautiful these whales are. Why would you kill a whale to serve it to people? I'm sorry.
It's terrible, it's yeah.
Just get upset about that, you know.
Well, we're really hoping we're going into our 40th anniversary in 2020.
Is it really 40?
It is. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So this would be the 40th year?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're hoping that the work that is continuing to happen is honoring Greg, and we hope that he'd be super proud of the Keiki Whale Watch program that Robin and her team do and the rest of the people at Pacific Whale Foundation. So it's a great opportunity, you know, to get to know more about the foundation and our Keiki Whale Watch program and contribute to a really great cause with the online auction.
How many kids can you, I mean, because there's so many schools and so many kids that want to be a part of it. How do you determine what schools and who you get involved in this program, and how do you organize all of that, Robin?
That's a great question. There is, I mean, I guess somewhat of a maximum capacity for the program, but we've been trying to expand every year. And we really, the goal Greg always had in mind was to make the program accessible to all school children in Maui County, any school group that wanted to go. So we do have a highly subsidized cost for this trip to try to make it as accessible to everyone. And we do usually, I think our numbers have gone up each year. I think last year the final count was about 3,200 students.
Wow. that's wonderful.
That we took out on this program. And in we're going into our third year of offering the program on Molokai and Lanai.
Oh, how wonderful. I didn't know you were doing it there.
So that was, we piloted that a couple of years ago. We had a really nice donation from Servco Foundation that enabled us to do that. I wanted to make sure, since we had never done it before, that we could kind of cover it. It was kind of an experiment, see how it went. So we
God bless Servco. They also did an amazing program where they were supplying people throughout the entire school system with being able to let them have education and training. And I just think they're doing great. I didn't know they supported that. I just think it's wonderful that they're doing that. That's great.
Yeah.
So, and that must be very exciting for them, because I'm sure a lot of those kids, because you don't have regular fleets of your vessels on those islands.
Right. And there aren't really too many. There are some operators for whale watches off of each island, but not very large operators. So a program like this doesn't exist there.
You take your vessels over to the island, and you go to the harbor, and you set it up with the school kids and meet them there and take them out from there?
Exactly, yeah. So that first year, we did one day on each of the islands, and we did four trips in the day. Lanai, we were able to get out, I think, just about everybody that was interested, from Lanai High and Elementary. And Molokai, three of the four public elementary schools all came out with us that first year.
Wow, isn't that one? They must have been so thrilled. Were you there? Did you get to see it?
It takes a village. It took a lot of people. I say this was my baby. This was kind of something I really wanted to work on and facilitated. And it's been growing every year. So last year we did 2 days on Molokai. We were able to get all of the public elementary schools out. And this year we're planning for 3 full days. We now have interest from the middle school and the high school as well over there. So
what did it feel like being there, seeing these kids? Some of them never been out on a whale watch before, I bet.
It's very exciting. A lot of them haven't, and they really enjoyed it, and just the experience of being on a boat and things like that. But it was a very cool experience too. Just the feeling of aloha on those islands is just a little bit greater than the way it is on Maui, and it was a really cool
islands experience
for us as well
to
be welcomed over there into the community and to get to share that with them.
What an amazing adventure! So where did you see the same whale pods, or were they different whale pods on Molokai and Lanai? Were you seeing different whales over there?
It's hard to say, because just from whale watching, it's hard to really identify individuals. But because the whales kind of move throughout the Hawaiian Islands in the time they're here, it's very likely the same whales that we see on our whale watches, just at different times.
You do see a lot of repeat whales coming. They come and have their calves here and then come back again and again, and then their calves come.
Very likely, and they seem to have site fidelity. We say they seem to migrate between the same breeding and feeding grounds each year, from what we understand, though there are exceptions.
I did hear, because I try to stay up on the stories, and that because of the warming of the oceans, they had seen different patterns, especially off the coast of California, different patterns of whales and more whales in the last couple of years off California coastline because of the waters being warmer. And I'm wondering if we are seeing different patterns emerging because of the temperature of the water.
Most likely, yes. I think at this point we don't really have enough information to really attribute any changes we see to something specific.
Now, one thing that I know Greg was very involved in was the group in Australia as well. And he would go down there, I think, for months at a time into Australia and work with the Pacific Whale Foundation. He started there. Is it called the Pacific Whale Foundation there as well? It probably is, right?
Yes.
And he would do cruises up there. They probably, you know what, Robin, you got to go down there, start a keiki program in Australia. I'll volunteer for that. going down and have a keiki program in Australia would be very cool, right?
It's been a goal, and it has happened a little bit in the past. Our history in Australia over the years, we've dabbled with leasing boats, and we have our first official vessel down there. Ocean Defender.
Pacific Whale Foundation.
I believe this was our second season running it, but there's a chance it was our third and I missed a year somewhere. It is a smaller vessel, so we can't run a keiki whale watch program quite like we do here there. But that said, our director of operations in Australia was able to invite a few school groups out this year. They got to come out on trips.
Where did they go out of? You know where they
Harvey Bay.
Oh, Harvey Bay. Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with Harvey Bay.
Yeah.
How nice is that?
It's great. And so hopefully we got room to grow.
Well, and you know one other thing that's happened, that, and again, because of the internet and everything, when you do the events that you have, and they're done even with the run, there are now people that do runs around the world on the same day. And I think, was it streamed last year? Do you remember? I mean, I know that other people were doing the runs. And the run here, the Run for the Whale, is a big deal. It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's a ton of people, right?
Yes, we're anticipating between 800 to 1,000 runners as our goal for this year. We are a little bit less than that in 2019 this year. And we do invite people to race remotely. So you can come on and support Pacific Whale Foundation by signing up to race remotely. We live stream the race here on Maui, and then they can let us know what they're doing back where they are, whether that's, you know, in the United States somewhere, or Japan, or Australia, Chile, Ecuador, any of our other partner areas. But we invite everyone. That's something they can sign up for the Run and Walk for Whales in February.
So when it started, was it because maybe some people came here and did it and said this would be a cool thing to do in our areas too? I mean, it's weird that all of a sudden I was seeing that there's also a Run for the Whales on the same day. It was international. It was in another country, I think, that I saw. And then there were other places around that were doing this and picking up on it.
Well, if we started a trend, we are super happy to do so and have support. It's all about awareness and education at the end of the day. And so if someone saw what we were doing here on Maui and took that to their home place, we are very excited to hear that and welcome them to join us remotely.
Well, and I have to say, they're not going to have the same view, unfortunately.
That's pretty hard to beat.
You can't, you know, you meet down there in the Malai Ocean Center, right? And then you go from there and you have these amazing views, and it is peak whale season. So you can even see whales, which would be rather distracting while you're running, right? And you do the run, and you have it broken down into tons of categories, you know. There are some that take it very, very seriously and make this, you know, like a major run. And of course, I know and you know, I happen to love the quality of the Pacific Whale Foundation's T-shirts, and the store, by the way, completely all done up and completely eco-friendly and everything. And so you get, when you sign up, the T-shirt, which I've always loved. I have, I think, every year's T-shirt from the Pacific Whale Foundation. They're always beautiful. I don't know if you've got your logo yet for this year. Have you designed what this year's going to be like?
Yeah, so we
last year kind of had purple in it, I think, or the year before last.
Well, a little of that darker blue, but yeah it's going to be still in that blue and white and orange. And then in addition to our Maui Whale Festival logos, it's our 40th anniversary, so we'll be debuting our 40th anniversary logo soon as well.
That's so exciting. So you can get online, again, pacificwhale.org/auction.
Yeah, if you go to pacificwhale.org/auction, /auction, you can take a look. We have the preview up right now. So if you want to get really excited and start getting your feel for what you want to bid on, you can do that. Our entire marketing team is offering a paint night at 3, so we'll go down there, and if you want to paint with us and have a good time, we're doing
what
that.
What are you painting? What's going on anyway?
We're going to leave it up to, we have a member on the team who does canvas art, and so she's going to pick a design and go down there, and we can all paint together, like those sippin' paint parties, but it'll be hosted by Pacific Whale at 3's, who's one of our partners, and so it'll be a great night with everyone. We've done a lot of experience-based items this year for people who either want to get more up close and personal to ask those questions about warmer waters and whales with our research team, or just get to know our board of directors a little bit better. One of them's hosting a wine tasting party at his house here on Maui.
Who's that?
Wayne White, one of our board members, is a sommelier, and he is offering...
You're kidding.
No, we're well-rounded at Pacific Whale Foundation.
Wow, I wonder if he's going to have Australian wines since you have
that. I know that the wines, he was doing white wines, and I'm not sure. He lives in California, so I have to assume they'll probably be California-based wines.
Is he doing the wine tasting in California or here?
Here on Maui.
Oh, so he's coming here.
Yes.
He has a house here, too?
Yeah, he has a house here, and so he'll host it. It'll be for up to 10 people.
How cool is that? I love that idea.
It's super.
He's very knowledgeable.
Wow.
He schooled me a little bit at dinner a couple weeks ago.
Well, I think that's fantastic to have a sommelier have a house party, a wine tasting at their home.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great experience. Then, you know.
I think I'm sorry, that's my favorite pick so far. No, that is definitely, that would catch my eye, and that would be one I'd be interested in going on, you know, definitely. And that's for a bunch of people, not just one, right? And
yeah, up to 10 people for the party. And then we also have a private whale watch charter that we're auctioning as well. So if you ever wanted to go out on the ocean with a group of your friends and no one else,
I've been involved with the Pacific Whale Foundation for a long, long time. And I know many organizations like Unity Church and others that do this, you know, and I do this as their fundraiser, a major fundraiser. They take a boat and they bring their friends out, and it raises a lot of money, and it's always a nice way to get together with your friends, you know, and raise some money. So that's a very good thing. If you're a nonprofit, I would highly recommend bidding on that one, or if you just have a really big party or birthday coming up. How cool would it be to just say, oh, I chartered a boat for my birthday, and you're all invited to come. You could even do a wedding.
Yeah, it's going to be aboard Ocean Explorer. I don't know, maybe not quite big enough for a wedding, but it holds up to 44 people.
Weddings are pretty small when people are coming over here. I used to do weddings. I'm a minister, and I was a videographer for years. So, no, most people don't bring more than 40 because it's very expensive to bring everyone out for a wedding. So, no, that'd be perfect. If you're visiting and you want to do a wedding on board, I might be available. The hardest part is actually videotaping it or something when you're on a boat. It's not easy. Standing there as a minister is not bad, but if you're trying to videotape and you get someone like, oh yeah, steady cam, and I was like, okay, I'm hitting some waves here. It's like, and you can't get seasick. You gotta be able to make it through that. But that's a very nice thing. So. Do you give an estimated cost of what it would be about? Is that what you do, is say there's a value of, and so people know?
Absolutely. So when you go in the preview right now, you'll be able to see detailed descriptions of each item, the ones we've covered today, and many more. We have over 100 auction items on the site right now. And then once the bidding opens, you know, you'll see the value is $5,000, and it starts at, you know, whatever that number is for the item. So it's a good opportunity to get something that's obviously going to really benefit our Keke Whale Watch program. We have a fundraising goal of $20,000 this year. So the more, the merrier, who want to come and bid on November 9th through the 18th.
Is this the first year you've done it? Because I don't recall this happening before. Has it happened before?
Yes, definitely. Okay. I was trying to think if I know how many years. Yeah. It's been an ongoing thing as part of our Maui Whale Festival throughout the month of February. In previous whale days, we had displayed some of the items. It used to take place in the month of February. So that's the little difference with this time of year.
Because I didn't remember it happening at this time of year. But this makes sense, you know, because you got so much going on in February now.
Absolutely.
It's easy to get lost in the shuffle. So my other guest didn't come in, so that's okay. I always have a plan B, right? This is plan B. You two of them, you're part of plan B.
So perfect.
So I have time to talk about a couple of the things. The movies, of course, are fantastic, and that's going to be at the EOW Theater. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to the Pacific Whale Foundation. I've got Caitlin and Robin here from the Pacific Whale Foundation, because we're welcoming home the whales this coming Saturday at Lahaina. You got to book that now because it's a special thing. There's going to be halau and all kinds of special celebrations of welcoming home the whales at Lahaina. I'm talking to Robin also about the Keke program, but we're also going to move into Plan B, which is talking more about the fact that there is a whale day. I have to say, when I remember getting the press release saying 2 years ago, I think it was, that there was not going to be a whale day. And everyone was like, what do you mean? What do you mean there has to be a whale day, right? And I think I know through the years, having known Greg, how much it cost and how much work was involved and how backbreaking the work was, because you're talking about a multi-leveled event that would draw about 20,000 people. Getting all the food vendors was just a huge thing in itself. Trying to get all the craftspeople is a whole huge, because you have about 100 local, all local craftspeople as well. And then you started venturing about 6 or 7 years ago into the more of the eco and more of the eco-friendly booths as well. So you've decided this year, coming into Whale Day, not to do the typical Whale Day you did in the past, because the cost of doing music was well, very, very, very expensive, and it literally was it was costing you money. And so, as a fundraiser, wasn't raising any funds. I besides all the work and the people having to volunteer and put it on, et cetera, et cetera. And there's got to be security, and there's got to be this and that, of course. So instead, you're doing something I think that's wonderful, which is going to be, you're going to make it a cultural event.
Yeah, so culture is definitely going to be a component. We're going to have halal there on the main stage. So instead of doing the performers, entertainment performers like Willie Kay or Anuheya or Paula Fuga like they have in the past, it's going to be very cultural based. But the other main thing of it is it's research, education, and conservation. That's the really big thing we want to hit home at Whale Day this year. So we are very, very fortunate that we're partnered with Whale Trust and then the Humpback Sanctuary and Department of Aquatic Resources. So the four of us this year are going to be hosting Whale Day at Kalama Park. It's Saturday, February 8th. And so one of the main attractions that we really want to do is Eco Alley. So when you walk into Kalama Park, you're really going to be able to see all of these interactive eco booths where you can come and learn about sustainable solutions and how you can be making impact in your daily life. What happens here on the land really impacts our marine life and oceans. And so it's very important to be able to educate people on that. Our Keiki Zone we will have that we have in the past, and I know Robin's taken part in that, but even there we want to be able to take a little bit more time to really get in with the kids and talk to them. The Keiki are so important to continuing the mission on for the future. So that's something that's really important to us, as well as, you know, the Humpback Sanctuary and Whale Trust and Department of Aquatic Resources. So that's kind of the difference between Whale Day as it will be for our 40th anniversary in February and maybe how it's been in the past.
And of course, the evolution being as well, things have happened that you can find are very, very successful, and you're focusing on them. I know last year it's like, okay, it's not just the Whale Day and the movies. That even after you do that, there were the very successful going out on the cruises with some wonderful people. Last year, I know you went out with John Cruise and some other people, musicians and other people on the cruises. That was after. I think that was 2 weeks after, right?
Yeah, so we're doing that again. We have a concert cruise series that'll be out on the boats, and it takes place throughout the entire month of February.
Oh, the whole month.
It might coincide with other events, or it might not. John Cruise is joining us again this year. People, I'm sure, will be very excited. And then we have a Maui local, Uncle Wayne and the Howling Dog Band is going to do our Kinky.
Always popular. He's been there since the beginning.
Yeah.
I remember going to Whale Day years and years and years ago, and the kids loved him.
Oh,
absolutely love. No, he's very, very popular with the kids. He's been doing it for 25 years at least.
Absolutely. At least, yeah. So we're very happy to have them. And and there'll be other things throughout the month as well to be determined.
So you can still enjoy music, but it's part of an intimate concert on board a ship with the musician, which is even cooler. You know, so you mm-hmm. get to be on the cruise, on the boat, with the musician, with John Cruise, and who's I just adore and love, you know. So that's a really nice extra part of it as well. And you're focusing on, again, education, learning, sharing the culture, exchanging information with people, and interacting with people. And so it's still big. Is it going to be as big? I mean, it was always a big, big, big event. And you're going to keep that going, that part of all those things happening down there.
Yeah, we anticipate it to be a great event in 2020 leading up to Maui Whale Festival and the whole month. And obviously kind of right now doing Welcome Home the Whales, and the online auction is a kickoff going into whale season and the Keiki Whale Watch program, and kind of establishing the groundwork for a really successful 2020 for us.
And I want to also encourage people to realize that, you know, we're getting into the season. It makes a wonderful gift to give someone a whale watch. I mean, people a lot of times don't realize, thinking outside the box, what is a good gift is something that people love, something they'll remember, making memories. And I don't know if a lot of people have thought about giving a whale watch as a Christmas gift, but I think it makes a wonderful gift to go out on a whale watch. And And that's a peak season. We get into December, and you can use that whale watch gift certificate after Christmas. If it's busy, you can do it. But I have to say, it's always a treat and a memorable experience to go out on a whale watch. So how cool is that? And Kama Aina discounts still apply, right, for whale watches?
Yeah, we'll be doing Kama Aina all year. Obviously, with the online auction, whatever you bid on it is going to be the price for that.
Right.
There's not a Kama Aina on top of it. And like you were saying, the added bonus of buying the whale watches as gifts or hand-painted surfboards or tickets to Maui Arts and Cultural Center, you get the benefit of doing something great for someone you love and giving them a wonderful experience. But
that was very smart of you, Caitlin. You turned it right around. Let's do the gifts for the online auction instead of just, I like that. It was very smart.
Well, it also, like people are very experience-based these days,
yeah.
Right? And so you get the experience of giving it to someone you love, and then on the back end you are giving an experience to a child who might not have been able to have
that experience
without
double dipping the experience, and on top of that, it's a nonprofit.
Right,
it is,
yes. Well, and experiences, there's a lot of kind of research supporting the mm-hmm. benefit of giving experiences over material things as gifts and investing
totally
in those
support
things.
That.
So
I totally get that and appreciate that, and that is nice. And to know that some keiki is going to get to do a whale watch, and some of the keiki that get to do the whale watch have never been on a boat before. Some of them have never been on the ocean and seen a whale breach or come up. And it truly, I've even heard stories from people with the Pacific Whale Foundation, from kids who were so inspired by going out on the boat that they decided to make that part of their life career, to actually become a naturalist and get involved and make this in something. And so, I mean, what a gift that is if you actually inspire a child to find a way to give back to the oceans and to the whales and to make that as part of life. How did you get inspired to be a naturalist?
That's kind of a difficult one, I guess. I always loved the ocean and marine life. Dolphins were my thing growing up. And like most kids, I wanted to be a dolphin trainer. Until, you know, I kind of realized.
Most kids want to be a dolphin trainer?
I think a lot
Someone
do.
Someone forgot to tell me that.
I actually had two.
I wanted to be a horse trainer myself, but I
in fall break ocean camp, there were actually a couple campers that said they wanted to be dolphin trainers. And I was like, ooh, I don't want to shatter their dreams, but I wish they would do something else. But I started out that way, too, and I kind of realized, you know, captivity wasn't so much my thing, and dabbled into, you know, the idea of doing research. And I actually ended up on Maui during college doing humpback whale research and ended up moving here straight from college.
Wow.
The day after I graduated, I began work with Pacific Whale Foundation and kind of weaved my way back and forth between the marine science field and the education field. And
well, we're just about out of time. I want to thank our sponsors. And before we go, I want to thank our special guests, Caitlin and Robin. It's so nice of you to share your experiences and your time. And I know some of you may have been driving, so don't forget you can go to pacificwhale.org and get more information, which is important. You know, get more information, find out more, do your bidding, give a gift, and it's a double gift. It's not a single gift. It's a double gift if you go and give from the Pacific Whale Foundation.
PWC Hawaii, cleaning.